Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back there. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you go to my website when you get a chance. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I know you're busy, so if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that too. All you got to do is subscribe to our newsletter. You have to give us permission. If you want us to follow you home, you have to say it's okay to do that. And the way you do that is by subscribing to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And that'll tell you what's going on in our world coming up in the week ahead, who's going to be on the show, what we're writing about these days, what we're thinking about. And a lot of cool things there, including the video. The weekly video is being embedded in there every week, as well as the one on the website. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend Robert Marjetic. Robert is the author of How to Survive the Coming Retirement Storm. Robert, how did we find you and your the work that you do and your financial advisory business, Redwood Financials, Financial Advisors, and how do we find your book too, please?
Well, you can find the book at www.robertmarjetic.com, and there's various things on retirement, and you can get information on the book. And the financial website is redwoodfinancialadvisors.com, and that provides some information on our investment advisory business.
All right, so check all that out. Robert, we're talking about retirement. You're helping, you advise your clients, and in your book you do the same thing on getting ready for retirement. How prepared are baby boomers for retirement?
I think it's sort of a split in the generation. There's a certain group of people that are fairly well prepared. They have worked for corporations or they work for government, and they're going to get a substantial pension and then some Social Security. And if they saved for a long enough time, there'll be probably a good 20-25% are probably very well positioned for retirement. The other 60-75% are struggling. I mean, some are just going to end up having to survive on Social Security, which is tough, but the big middle is where all the action is. And one of the things I think that discourages a lot of people is that the retirement expectations in some cases are too high. You're thinking you have to save $1 million, and if that's out of reach, you just start going through the last 10 years of your working life or whatever, just completely discouraged because you think that that's unachievable.
What is the number?
Well, see, that's, I think, is where the problem is. It's not just a number. It's something that needs to be kept in balance with what you end up saving. So what people need to figure out more so, and again, I hate to devolve into a little bit of math, but if you know what you're doing in retirement, you can understand what that cost is. So if you take that cost and you subtract your Social Security and pension, then that's the money you need from your investment. So if you need $5,000 to live on, you get $3,000 from Social Security and pension, you need $2,000 from your savings. That's $24,000 a year. And a rule you can use is you need about 20 to 25 times that amount of money to retire. So if you needed $24,000 a year, you need about $500,000. That could be much more achievable than if you're going through life thinking you need $1 million and you'll never get there.
Right.
And what it also implies is that the amount of money you need to save is directly linked to your expenses in your budget, and that's what you have control over.
Well, and so $5,000, unless you're living in New York City, $5,000 a month, if let's assume the house is paid for. Let's assume you've got that done. $5,000 is that's actually pretty sporty from a consumption standpoint, isn't it, for most regular folks?
Yeah, for the majority of the country, other than the coast, if your house is paid for and you're retired, you're in a completely different pace of life and doing things. $5,000 a month is a lot of money in a way. You're probably finding you're not spending that much.
Right.
And that's where people if so they
my
get
point,
a better
my point is if you could make it on 3,000 and not without being without starving, so to speak, you know, maybe your number's a lot lower than that. But I'd also like to stick in there something that I think is important, and that is stay busy, stay productive, do something to augment that. You know, that's another thing. You don't have to save, even if you haven't saved all this much money, as Robert was indicating, $500,000 or $1 million or whatever, you can augment that by continuing to be productive, can't you?
Absolutely. One of the things that is going to be much more beneficial for this group of retirees is that we do have the internet, which means there's ways you can stay involved and stay active and make money without having to do hard physical labor. There's
right.
going to be all sorts of jobs that are going to open up of just baby boomer retirees servicing other baby boomer retirees.
Right, right.
Helping them with travel, helping them with hobbies, helping them find nonprofits where they can work, or helping them start small businesses. So there's mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of room for optimism for what people could do.
Well, I think that's going to be something that I think our generation, I think the baby boomer generation is not going to have a problem with staying productive. I think we're going to be different from our parents. Don't you think so, Robert?
Absolutely. Most of the people are goal-oriented or achievement-oriented, and it's hard just to turn that all off. So even if you
right.
start to retire, you're still going to want to do something, and maybe mm-hmm. what you want to do is learn astronomy, or maybe you want to learn foreign languages and travel.
Whatever it takes.
There's all sorts of things.
Just be productive and be vital, and fight that dementia off with every fiber of your being. Keep your brain working. Hey, Robert, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.robertmargetic.com.
Thank you, Robert. Come back again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Robert Margetic, folks, How to Survive the Coming Retirement Storm is his book. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.